How cool was that? I didn't know I could do that.
Love that.
Fancy. Look at us, guys. We're getting fancy out here, even though we keep lying to you and saying we're getting a soundboard, and we still have not done that.
Oh, I know. I really do want to be so cool.
We do. We need to step up our game, like, really a game. I have a bunch of shit I wanted to talk about, but it is 74 degrees today. My windows are open. When I went on my walk today, it was just like the sun, and it's been raining the last week, like on and off. So it's just gorgeous.
It's 74 there?
Yeah.
It's 70 degrees here.
Whoa.
When did that happen?
That is something else.
I just looked at the weather. Wow. Yeah.
It's so nice. Like, Jake and I have this continuing fight because homie likes to walk around the house in just like basketball shorts, but then complains if it's cold. Well, I had turned the heat off yesterday and just like opened the windows, and it was like a high, like low 60s, high 50s, but I wanted some fresh air.
Right.
So this morning when he got up, which he fell up our steps, meanwhile, I'm over here trying to do crunches. And you know how like when you fall and you try to see if someone like saw you? He did one of those, like, he turned and looked, and, like, I was mid-crunch and just started busting out laughing because I wasn't going to laugh at first, but then it was just the way he turned and looked at me. Kill me. So he's like, it's cold. And I'm like, it's not cold. Like, I'm like, it feels good in the house. And I even looked, and it was, like, 68 in the house. I was like, that's a nice temperature. So lo and behold, I'm a fucking genius, because then today it's 70 degrees and the windows are open, the fresh air, Loki's in the window enjoying some sun.
Nice. We love that for him.
I think he's also stalking birds that are like flying, but you know, whatever.
But it enhances the sound for him too.
Yeah.
So that's nice. He gets to enjoy it.
Yeah. I think he likes the time. So I want to start with like the biggest news that dropped yesterday, and you called it.
I did. What was it?
Yeah, like last year or earlier this year, Britney Spears is pregnant.
Oh, that's cute. Wait, yeah. Where does she now? I don't even follow her on nothing. How far along is she?
She announced it on Instagram. She didn't say how far along she was, but she did kind of take a moment to say, like, you know, you won't be seeing her out because she doesn't want paparazzis just to get their shot, like, obviously.
Right, I get it.
Of her past. And that the both times when she was pregnant with her son, she had really bad prenatal, like, depression, and how it wasn't talked about then. So she's glad it's more talked about now, and she has more research to look into and stuff. But yeah, so she is pregnant. You called it. Oh,
cute. That's awesome.
Yeah. I was on a work call, and Rachel had texted me and said that, and I was like, no way. And then I told the person I was on the call with, and we all were like, whoa. So yeah, she is pregnanto.
Pregnanto. I'm glad she can finally like live her freaking life. Heck.
Yeah. Like, after all these years, she's finally getting to have her moment.
Well, that's good. She needs that.
But I was also thinking about, like, how far apart in age her kids are. Because, like, the boys are, like, teenagers now.
That's got to be, like, I wonder how weird that's got to be for people who, like, have that huge age gap like that. Like, for siblings and shit.
Yeah, because I've always thought that Lacey and I's age gap was such a big thing, and we're only 8 years apart. Like, that is, like, she was like a full like child when I was born, but it happens more often now where you see larger age groups where it's like they're teenagers and having a new sibling, and I like that dynamic. I wonder how that dynamic will work for them.
I mean beneficial for her because they can fucking help.
Goodbye.
Right, though?
No, you don't use your other kids to help with your child. Like, you yes. chose to have a kid.
Okay, well, they can still help. The fuck?
I mean, I don't agree with that. It's not their responsibility to take care of another child. You're going to be taking care of their child. No, but
it's your child, so you can help me.
We have very different opinions on this, clearly. I know. But yeah, so that was the big, that was like huge news. And I was surprised you didn't know. Now I'm really glad I didn't text it to you. I figured you were already going to know when I added this.
Honestly, I don't really keep up with the social media stuff. Like, I don't, that's crazy. And plus, nobody even told me either, but I also don't have friends. So I don't know. I'm just hella out of the loop.
Work on getting in the loop. Work on
getting friends.
The other thing I wanted to talk about is, so I can officially say this, I am taking on a new position where I'm going to be a manager. But before I got the position, obviously I had to interview. And I, mind you, I was interviewing with my own company. So I was interviewing with people that I know, that I've worked with, had relationships with. I was more nervous to interview with them than interviewing with an external company.
Really?
Yes.
That's wild. See, I feel like I would be the opposite.
Well, I think it's because I know them, right? So in my head, I'm already going through, like, did I ever have a bad reaction with them? Did I ever enter? Like, because, you know, people hold on to things. So you start thinking, like, oh, what if I responded to something and they didn't like the way, like, I think I was more nervous for that because I'm like, they know me, but they also know me to ask questions that would be harder because, like, they may anticipate, since we work closely together or work in the vicinity, they may anticipate what I would answer. So then up the ante of what questions they would bring is like a curveball.
I see. But I don't know. I feel like knowing somebody kind of gives me the relief. Not a relief, but, you know, I know them, so I'm more comfortable, even if it's a hard question. I don't know. I get, like, super antsy, like, meeting someone new for the first time. Even at work, like, when we get new coworkers or, like, a doctor, it's just, like, it's not the same. I'm just, like, trying to compare it. It's just, I don't know. Meeting new people is scary.
No, I agree. I think the reason I was more okay with external, because if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Does that make sense? Like, I'm not going to see you again.
True.
Which I'm working on saying, not saying, does that make sense anymore? Because I'm kind of just state my opinion instead of validation by asking that sentence. Just my little thing. Okay. But well, no, because a lot of the times when you're saying, does that make sense? You're kind of looking for validation of someone to, like, agree with what you're saying instead of just being confident in what you say. So I'm working on trying to be more confident in what I say, whether someone agrees with me or not. I know I explained what I wanted to.
Okay. Okay. Love it.
But so I wanted to talk a little bit about, like, interview processes. You know, it's definitely changed now from COVID and being in 2022, we're doing a lot of virtual ones. Do you think it's more comfortable to interview virtually or in person?
I'd rather do it virtually. I just would rather not. Just the fact that I can be at home is something that I would rather do. And it's just more comfortable. Like, no one's around listening. That I mean, if they are on their end, I don't know. And what I don't know don't hurt me. But, like, here, I'm just like, I'm in my own element. I'm chilling. I'm just more comfortable and relaxed. I would rather do it via Zoom than in person, personally.
I agree. No, I do agree with that. I think the benefit of it, to your point, is you're more comfortable. You might not be as nervous because you're in an area that feels safe to you. I do think the piece that I guess misses now is when you were interviewing in person, you were able to kind of see the facility, see actual people working in that day to day. And now that piece is gone. So what I think I worry about with us moving in this virtual world of it, especially for roles that aren't going to be virtual, is you're missing that piece to kind of say like, oh, is it a good fit for me or not? Because sometimes you can tell when you walk through a place and you see people working, you can kind of get a vibe and you're missing that piece. And I think that is having a lot of people, in my opinion, applying to things that may not work for them because they're not actually seeing the environment first.
Well, even if it was a Zoom interview, I've never, well, I guess I don't know if it's just like where I'm working, but like I've always had to do a working interview.
Yeah, like, we haven't. We don't do those.
Just to like see if you know what you're doing or whatever, but you know, that's just in that field. I don't know where everywhere else is, but like I've always had to do a working interview.
Honestly, that's not like that's actually a really I kind of like that because it goes to that piece of feeling if you're into it or not.
True. Like that's when you're in because you might not like the way things operate, which I've had happen. Like I physically went on a working interview and did not like it.
Well, yeah, because I think the big piece is everyone has this habit of, I'll use both of our jobs as an example, that like, oh, if you're a vet tech, you can just do any vet tech at any place. Or if you're a pharmacy tech, you can do any farm. But that's not necessarily true, in my opinion.
No, it's right. You're right. You're totally right.
I think that depending on where you come from and what you've done or where you're at in your career, some things aren't a good fit for you. I have worked in retail pharmacy. I've worked in hospital pharmacy. I've now worked in pharmacy admin. And each had their own challenges. But like, I know now I wouldn't be able to go back into just an independent retail pharmacy and just do that. And that's more because I have so much more knowledge now that I'd want to be involved in more things that I wouldn't be able to be involved in. But I think a lot of people assume and that, oh, this job field, everyone's going to want to be in this or anyone can do it, but you can't. There are a lot of pieces of, I know just hearing you talk about your job that are hard and it's not an easy thing for someone to just jump in to do.
Right. And
that's, go ahead.
But even the way thing, like, even if it's the same thing, okay, so if you're in retail pharmacy, this retail pharmacy and this retail pharmacy are going to be totally different.
Correct.
And it's just like, it's sometimes it's just not a vibe.
Yeah. I mean, it's very true. Like, you have corporation retail pharmacies, you have independent, like, mom and pop pharmacies, you have pharmacies that are with the hospital. So, like, ours are, like, outpatient pharmacies, but they're based from the hospital. There's a lot of different pieces of that. And with that, everyone has different systems. One thing that I always compare it to is I worked at Walmart, two independent pharmacies, and at a grocery store, and as a bus kid, and each place had a different POS system, like a point of sale system. Each place was so different, and I had to learn. And everyone's like, well, it's just like you're ringing up stuff. No, it's not. Like, registers alone are a hot mess.
Very. I fucking hate dealing with money. It's like stressful.
Yeah. I also, my earbuds just came out. Like my microphone things.
Oh no.
Yeah. It's definitely something that I think isn't talked about as much. And I think just interviewing processes aren't talked about as much. Like how to prepare for an interview.
Oh, that fuck, man. That's what freaks me out, is just like, whether it's in person or if it's on Zoom or whatever, I just like it. There is a lot of like, what are they going to ask? And then like, you think you prepare and you're like, okay, if they ask these questions, I get nervous going. Okay. So from my house, if you're going towards San Diego, you kind of have to like go through the mountains through like a border checkpoint.
Mm-hmm.
I have a mental breakdown when they ask me where I'm coming from or where I'm going. Like, I'm not doing anything wrong. It's just like, where are you coming from? My house. I don't know. Okay, well, like, where is that? Like, I know they're going to ask it, but I just panic. I don't know.
I was going with the opposite because this is something that I think also is not talked about is, yes, the company's interviewing you, but you're also interviewing them. And something I've been doing recently when interviewing for different things was...
I thought that was a cat. Is that the cat or is that a siren?
It was a siren, but hold on. Jake, what are you doing? What? Okay, can't... What? All right. Sorry, it was a siren, and then Jake's just, like, standing creepily in the hallway. Okay. Yeah, I don't really understand why, but okay. Thank you. So, I think that people don't talk about it as much that you're really interviewing the company. And one thing I've been doing is asking questions to them and making sure it's like, even mind you, this is a company I'm already in, but asking like, why, what do you see being my challenges? What do you foresee being the easiest piece of coming into this job? What do you see as being the hardest piece of being this job? How, what goals would you want to have for me in the next 6 months to a year that I should be looking forward to completing? So you kind of get understanding about what's really expected of you for this as well.
I hated that question where they ask me, because I've had this a few times when they're like, I mean, I get why they ask me, like, what do you think your challenges are? Like you said, they've asked me that. Oh, fucking no. I've never done this job before. Like, I don't know, I guess learning a new system, but I don't know how to answer that. Like me personally, I'm not good at interviewing. I'm not good at like, I don't know. So I'm just like, I've never said I don't know, but it's like, I don't fucking know.
Well, I think with that one, it can be like, what's something you're already challenged with at work? Let's say time management is something you struggle with, meaning like, you struggle with making sure you get this animal in this room, but you get this like using something you know that is like a struggle right now and saying that may still be continuing to be a struggle when I get here. However, I am doing X, Y, and Z to correct it. We'll go with time management. Oh my God, there's people walking a dog and they have a Great Dane. Mm-hmm. Let's say it is time management. I would say, you know, I really do struggle sometimes with making sure that I prioritize items in the right moment and get them handled in an appropriate amount of time. However, what I've been doing is making sure my calendar is blocked off. So I think I could very easily transition into your system and improve on that.
Yeah, I don't know. I should have just like made something up because I don't know.
But I think that's something
interviewing.
I think that's something you have to do an eval every year, right? Or every few months?
No.
Okay, whatever then.
I wish we did. So
most companies do. We do that, and it helps you to kind of gauge where you're at or what you're doing. And even just doing a mental check of like what was really stressing me out these days, could I improve this, will help. And then it also shows in an interview that you are self-aware, but you also are able to use like be proactive instead of just having a problem and it being a problem and saying like my manager will take care of it. You're kind of reactive and like you are trying to think of like how to fix something, which shows that, you know, you don't need to be micromanaged.
I don't know. I should have did some research on how to interview.
I mean, that's always, I do.
I never even thought about it. I just stressed about it until it comes.
I legit like set up interviews for our team and see feedback that people give. And that's helped me because I have to like put it into a summary for that manager to see things yes or like that I should or shouldn't be doing. That's also helped me to kind of navigate. But I always Google like, what are great interview questions? What are questions to avoid? What are things that you should ask in your thank you follow-up email? Like types of things. I definitely think that there should be more tools for interviewing to make it a little bit more comfortable for people.
No, seriously, because I don't know. It's always just stressful.
Well, we'll ask I've been writing down questions of this. We'll put polls up and ask interviewing tips from our listeners.
Yeah, we need some pointers. Well, I need pointers.
I was going to say, ma'am, I just got a new job. I think I did pretty well in my interview. I'd be real hurt if they were like, yeah, you sucked at your interview, but here's this job.
I mean, I've done right with the jobs I did have. It's just, I don't know.
So what did you want to talk about for your topic? Because my other topic goes in the complete opposite direction of...
It's not a long topic. It's just like, it's always at work too. There's always debates at work.
Because you're always at work, so.
So this was, I don't even know how it got onto the topic, but we were talking about hot sauces. First, do you put your hot sauce in the fridge?
Yes.
All right. So we were talking and then somebody had said, yeah, she puts hot sauce in the fridge. And I was just like, no, like you don't do that. You don't do that. So they were at someone's house. The girl had hot sauce in the fridge and they absolutely refused to use it. And they lived across the street. So like they just went over to their house to get their hot sauce that was not in the fridge. And then this girl so it's his roommate, I guess she puts hot sauce in the fridge. And that's just like a hard no. Like the look on their faces when you say you put hot sauce in the fridge is like absolutely disgusted. Like you absolutely don't do that. And I'm like, I got a whole, like the whole shelf on my door is hot sauces, like different types, like all different types of hot sauces. And another thing is I like my sriracha in the fridge. It can go either way, but I like it in the fridge because it thickens. If you leave it out room temperature, it doesn't get like liquidy, but it's thinner than it would be in the fridge. And I like it like a paste type of thickness, like ketchup.
No, I agree. I've always, I like repeated myself, like I was stuck on repeat, but we always have put ours in the fridge. I also, and I don't know if this is even any like science behind it, but I like it to be, this doesn't sound right, but I like it to be chilly when I'm putting it on my food.
Tell me why. I swear to heck, I said the same thing. I was like, I like it cold.
Yeah. Like I want it to be cold on my food. Like the Old Bay hot sauce, which I need to get another bottle of that. That reminds me to put that on my Walmart order. It tastes so good when it's like cold and you get the Old Bay and you put it on, like, I love putting that Old Bay hot sauce on mac and cheese. It's so good. And I don't know. It needs to be cold. I don't prefer it room temperature. Like when we go places and it's room temperature, I won't use it. Now I don't really use hot sauce that often, but when I do, like, I just want it to be cold.
Like I'll use it. Honestly, I don't care. I'll use it room temp. I'll use it wherever, but if we're in my house, we're putting that shit in the fridge. But I just think it's so strange that like most people at work are just so weirded out at the fact that people put hot sauce in the fridge. And I'm like, that's not weird. You just like put it in, like that's,
I feel like I'm just gonna like ask people about it now.
Yeah, do it.
And I'll just start asking.
I don't know. I feel like it's, I thought it was common to put it in the fridge, but I guess it's not. That's crazy, right, how you think something's like what you do. It's just like you don't think about it. And then when somebody else questions you, you're like, you don't do that?
I think that happens all the time. I think one of the ones, and I believe we talked about it on here before, is what do you call, how do I say this without saying one thing?
Can you spell it? Can you text it?
Yes, I'll text it to you. Because that will make more sense.
Oh, God. Is it like...
Because it's... No, I think...
Is it what you call something or like how you pronounce it?
It's what you call something. You've made fun of me for this before.
What do you put on your bed? What do you put on your bed?
Mm-hmm. Like on your mattress. What is on your mattress? Sheets. And what do you call it? You just say sheets and comforter? Yeah.
Sheets in a blanket, I guess. I never call it a comforter. I usually just say blanket or...
I don't call it that. I call it bedclothes. And Rachel does too. And we got that from my grandmother. And I never knew that that was strange until I'm pretty sure, because you've called me out on it before too, but Jake had said something and he was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, our bedclothes. And he's like, the sheets and comforter? And I was like, yeah, the bedclothes. Like, I've always said that my entire life. And I've never thought that was strange until, like, other people were like, no, we don't call it that. And I was like, oh.
I don't have anything that I say that people are like bedclothes. Like, I don't.
But it makes sense. My grandmother was out here being right in those streets. They're bedclothes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make that a poll, too.
Nobody is going to agree with you. Nobody says that.
Fuck off.
Nobody says that.
Rachel will agree with me, thank you very much, because she does it too.
Y'all had the same grandmother. That shit don't count. A person's going to be on your side.
We do have the same grandmother. Shout out my grandmother, wherever she is in the universe. No, that's just one. We could ask people, like, what's something that you do that's different?
I open my chip bags upside down.
I actually started doing that because of you, and someone said something to me one day, and I had to, like, go through the explanation.
I don't even go through it anymore. I was at work, as usual, and somebody went to the gas station. They came back because I asked for some chips. And, oh, first the fuck, I asked for combos. Nobody knew what the fuck combos were. There was three of us. There was me and three other people. Dude was going to the gas station. I was like, yo, can you give me combos? And everybody had no idea what the fuck a combo was. And I'm like,
Is that an East Coast thing?
Yeah. They're like, no, they have them there. They're literally everywhere. And I had to pull it up. I had to Google it to show them what it looked like. So anyway, even if it's as simple as that, like, it's just common. And I have to open it upside down. So they came back and everyone's like, oh, like, can I try one of those? Like, I've never had that before. And I'm like, yeah, go ahead. So he takes it back. I was like, you gotta open it upside down, though. And he was like,
because all the flavors at the bottom.
I didn't even go through the spiel. I'm like, look, you just gotta do it. It's because I've gone through it so much. I'm just like, just do it. Like, just open it upside down.
I was at work when we were still in the office, and we had chips or something, and I opened them upside down. Like, it's just something. Like, ever since you had told me it, I was like, it makes sense. And they're like, why'd you open those upside down? First of all, who is paying that enough attention of how I'm opening my chips?
People know that. They notice. Yeah, no, people don't forget.
And I was like, well, my best friend has always opened hers upside down. And I asked her why. And she explained, because all the flavor hits at the bottom. So you're getting the ones that have the best flavor. And they were like, oh, that's smart. And I'm like, see, like, it's a good idea. And so I typically open mine upside down.
As do I. So, like, yeah, it's just like crazy. Like, different strokes
for different folks.
I just thought that combos thing was wild. Like, no, but all three of them had no idea what the heck a combo was.
Maybe they don't like combos. I haven't had combos actually in years.
They all liked it. The one dude described it as like a pizza roll. He's like, it's just like a crunchy version of a pizza roll. I'm like, well, yeah, because you gotta get the pepperoni. Like, that's the one of the best flavors is the pepperoni one.
Dude, remember how we used to eat pizza rolls and like the way we heated them up, there'd either be frozen fucking cold ones or burning hot. Like, there was no in between. Like, the plate would just have them, and like, some would be really cold still, and some would be really warm, and you'd just be like, fuck it, I'm gonna eat them.
Well, when Kevin and I first got together, whenever we ate pizza rolls, he always fried them. Hence why I got fat as fuck when we got together, but they were so good. They were crispy.
Why am I about to buy some fucking pizza rolls on our thing so I can put them in my air fryer?
Oh, that is a good idea in the air fryer.
Yeah. If I can make something in my air fryer, I'm making it in my air fryer. That is a good idea.
Oh, that's good.
Let me tell you what I made this weekend. So, of course, every week I ask Jake, like, what does he want? And this man goes, buffalo chicken dip. And I'm like, I have never made buffalo chicken dip ever. I never have. I always have friends that know how to make that and have made it.
Is it hard? Does it seem hard?
No, super easy, super easy. The worst part is like shredding the chicken, but.
Oh, damn. I forgot. You're like Betty Crocker. I would have got some already pre-cooked shredded chicken.
You can.
Because that's how we do it in my house.
You can. But
not,
you know,
not me.
If I'm attempting something, I'm gonna attempt it full force. So I made it. It's really good, and Jake can attest to this. It's really good. But I was just so proud of myself after making this, because I'm like, I have never made this at all. And I was like, this could have turned out really bad. And we had a lot of it. So I'm like, I'm glad it doesn't suck. Like, glad you like it. But on to the next topic, which has really nothing to do with any of our other topics, but I wanted to discuss this. So obviously I said I've been taking walks. It's been nicer out, you know, just trying to get my fitness on and just get outside. Like, as much mm-hmm. as I love being in my house, I do think it's nice. So like, it's good for my mental health to like go on these walks and be in the fresh air.
Get some vitamin D.
Last week when I was walking, someone felt the need to pull up by me, beep at me, and catcall me. And I wanted to talk about like why people think that that's a good thing. And also the fact that like women already don't feel safe like 99% of the time. How uncomfortable that situation puts you in, that you feel like you're like ready to do like fight or flight because of it.
I just think it's gross. Like, I, like you said, like, why? Like, why do you think anybody would think that's cool? Like, why do you think that's something, like, no woman, well, I can't say no one, but, like, no one's gonna be like, oh, like, wow, that's so flat. I don't know. It's just weird as fuck. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah. It's so uncomfortable. And then, like, obviously, because I'm me, I'm walking and listening to true crime podcasts, and I have my mace. So, like, I'm ready to fucking go. Like, I'm already listening to, like, how this woman got kidnapped off of her bike and murdered.
And then you're already on edge listening to that. If you were, like, listening to, like, some Harry Styles, you wouldn't be on – well, no, you probably
would. I wouldn't be. I was about to say, do not. I would still be on. But I've always felt that way. Even before I got into true crime, like, it's always made me so uncomfortable and so scared. Like – it's not a good feeling. And I really feel like I want to get, first of all, who was the first fucking person who was like, I'm a cat call someone? Because
construction workers. I mean,
I was going to say, I don't want to generalize construction workers and be like,
fuck
you guys.
Oh, I'm generalizing it.
But who thought that? And then why now in 2022, where women have actively said, like, we do not like this. It makes us uncomfortable. It makes us not feel safe. Why? What? Like, what is the purpose to be like, and it's not like you're ever saying something that's like nice. Like, there's these videos, and I'll have to send you some, of these girls who drive around in their car and they pull up to people. So at first you're like, oh God. And then they're like, excuse me. And the person will stop. And the one guy, they were like, what did they say? They like do like cute little lines like, oh, you should be arrested for having such style, or like your smile is really beautiful today. Or like the one lady was walking and she was like, I just want you to know that you are a wonderful person. And she's like, I really needed that today. Like, it's never something positive like that. It's always something like uncomfortable. And I just don't get it. I don't understand why this is a thing still.
I don't either. That shit is just so weird. Like, what makes you want to yell out of a car?
I mean, unless you're a scrub, that's what you are. You're a scrub. Yelling at the passenger side of your best friend's ride.
Trying to holler at you.
At me. But yeah, that was my other one that I just wanted to talk about, because I feel like it's just something that is still happening and I don't get it.
I don't either. It's so strange.
That was a smaller topic. So I had an idea before we got on this, and I don't know if you're going to like this idea.
I'm going to love it.
Maybe, maybe not. I was thinking, and we can ask the listeners, and even if they don't compete, maybe we'll just do it. Posting, like, a challenge. Like, everyone has to drink, like, a gallon of water a day for 1 month. And, like, doing a challenge with our listeners for it.
That would be cute. I'm down for that. Because we can, like, think of, like, fun little fun things to do.
Yeah, and I thought like that, and then maybe like 30 days of fitness, and doesn't matter what, but like you just have to show that you like exercised for 15 minutes that day or something, just to like kind of get more interactive and active and be on this health kick. But I definitely, the water challenge, because like I've been trying to actively drink a gallon of water a day.
I swear to goodness, me too. I'm on day 4.
Yeah, I'm
I just on, started.
I was going to say, I did it all last week, but then Sunday I fell off and didn't. So now I'm like restarting again.
Because like, I mean, I probably should just like use the water that we have here, but I'm bougie. So I've been going to Walmart because it's $1.07, which will add up. But I like getting the gallon.
I was about to say, I'm like, that will add up at some point. It
for sure will add up. But this is what we're doing. And yeah, just pop her in the fridge, keep her nice and frigid. Because that's my word. It's good. It's easier when I'm at home. Sometimes at work it's a little bit more difficult because, like, I'm running all over the place sometimes. But, like, no, she's been doing really good with this drinking a whole gal.
Yeah, I just remember, like, back in the day when Courtney and I had our first job. In a pharmacy, I should say. It wasn't my first job. But when we were in the pharmacy, like, we used to challenge each other to see, like, who would drink theirs by the end of the day. Oh, and my skin was looking so good back then because I was drinking – I was so hydrated.
And that's crazy because you drink a heck ton too, right? Was that then when we all drank a lot or no?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was that
– it wasn't as much then, but yeah. I feel like I always get in these, like, little challenges where I'm like, I want to do this. Like, I remember when I was doing this, like, push-up challenge.
Oh, I remember.
And I was recording. Yeah, and I was recording. I got really, like, decent at doing push-ups. I should try to challenge myself and do that again because I can't fucking do a push-up now for the life of me. So I should have, like, stuck on that because I was doing really well.
I want to be able to do a real push-up, like, not a girl push-up.
First of all, stop calling it a girl push-up. It's just a knee push-up. We're not being sexist like that in this podcast.
I mean, that's what I've always called it. And but I want to do like a real one, like with my feet.
Yeah, I was at the point where I was doing like, I think like 5 by my on them, and now I can't for the life of me.
Look at you. I don't think I've never have I ever. Maybe one.
Well, maybe we should do that too. Like a water challenge and like a push-up challenge. Where we have to do 10 push-ups a day and build our strength up to be able to do 10 regular ass push-ups. And that's not a difficult one.
No, it's not.
And I think most of our listeners are pretty like fit. So like they could tag us in it and be like push-up challenge complete. And then we can like post it on the story.
Love that.
And for the water.
See, I was looking into those bottles that everybody's getting, but like
the Hydro Jug.
The ones that have it has the lines on it, like you're almost there. Keep going. Yeah. See, the only thing I don't like about that is that they're gonna get warm. And I'm trying to drink some like nice crisp water.
Well, not the Hydro Jug. Those are supposed to stay cold. Here, I just sent one to you. Those are supposed to actively...
I'm going
to
Google
like, it. Stay... I just sent it to you on Instagram.
The Instagrams.
But yeah, they're supposed to stay cold.
Oh, there you are. Oh, is that like a Yeti type of thing?
It's a Hydro Drug. It's like quite literally, it's a Hydro Drug. That's what it's called.
Oh, it's a half gallon bottle. With a straw. It has a straw. That's cute. I'm not a fan of like the jugs where you have to like tip it and drink it. Like I'm gonna spill that everywhere. Like I'm more of a straw girl.
Yeah. I prefer.
Is it glass? Why does it say that?
What are you talking about?
Lavender glass now available.
Cause there's a glass underneath of that one.
That's dangerous.
It's a thing that goes over top of it to protect it.
Oh, I see. They're like plastic. Oh, they're pretty cheap. Damn, they have a whole gallon. I think I would do a half jug. Oh, it has a carrying case. They have carrying cases.
Yeah. You've never seen these before?
You can tie it or you can just carry it around your neck. Oh, this is stainless steel. Oh, they do have stainless steels.
Have you never seen these before?
I don't know.
I feel like everyone and their mothers was talking about these for like a long time.
I've never seen them.
That is so crazy to me.
Not in person.
Like, I legit have seen them all the time.
That's kind of cute. That way you know which one's yours, though.
Yeah. I mean, I low-key like that Wild Ones jug that's like a cheetah and black.
Oh, I saw it. It's like all black with like matte black for the cheetah.
Mm-hmm. I do love a good matte black.
That one is cute.
Loki, what'd you hear? What'd you hear, Bubba?
Bubba.
I think there's a bird because he's like intensely watching it. I don't know about you, but I always get so nervous about them like wanting to go through the screen. More so Kovu. Like, I feel like Kovu's just like a dangerous G. So she would probably like go through the screen.
Oh, she's a wild one.
She is. She really is a wild one. Okay, well, do you have anything else you would like to discuss on this lovely day?
No, I don't think so. I'm going to my grandparents later for turkey dinner. She's making turkey.
That's odd.
Yeah.
I feel like I never eat turkey unless it's like Thanksgiving, and even then I don't really eat turkey. I don't like turkey.
So that is strange, but I think she's doing it because my grandfather, his niece is visiting, so I think they're doing like early Easter.
That makes sense. Do you remember I used to eat these all the time as a child. The banquet
turkey honey.
And you'd put it on bread and then
anything banquet, I ate frozen dinners because that's what I lived off of. Like, Granny was never a cooker. Like, she barely cooked. Sometimes she cooked dinner, but we're living on frozen dinners. Banquet. Hungry man.
Yeah, I used to just eat those all the time. I'm about to buy some for old time's sake and have it. Like the turkey and then putting the gravy on it with a piece of bread and letting it get soggy.
With a piece of bread.
Piece of bread. You got to have the bread. But besides that, because we all things lead to food, it is the second episode of the month, which means it is Book of the Month. And I struggled with this, trying to figure out what I wanted. By the way, I upped my challenge to 50 books this year, and I'm almost at 20, so I'm killing it. But I picked Bridgerton, the first book, The Duke and I. While, yes, I think a lot of people are now reading it, so most likely you've already read it, but I didn't realize that before the Netflix series that there was books. And typically, I like to read the books before watching the show. In this case, I'm glad I watched the show first because the show is more diverse in their characters, and the book, everyone's just white because of the time period, but like there were black people in that time period, whatever. But in the show, they made the Duke this very handsome British man, this British black man, and like there's more diversity into it. So I'm picturing those characters with clearly there's not a lot, but a decent amount of changes that the show made. And so I'm picturing it from the book and it's just so good. Like seeing them, like the way that they interacted, they did really well with that type of adaptation. There's some things I'm not happy about, but like, I would recommend this book. Never mind. You still haven't read 50 Shades, but you love that movie. You wouldn't mind this book. Like, I think I just really do like it. So that's this month's recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's time for Song of the Week.
Week, 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 week.
Do you have a song for this Song of the Week?
I'm going to go with Wallows because they just released this music video, Especially You.
I like that song.
Dude, this fucking album is so good. It's so good. Like, I've never been disappointed in any. I just love them so much. And then Kevin's getting all big-headed because he was the one who told me about them. And I was talking, we were listening to them, and I was just like, just fangirling because I'm fucking obsessed with them. And he's like, yeah, you're welcome. Because if it wasn't for me, and I'm like, okay, I would have found out about them eventually. I don't know if Jake ever does that.
Yes, because Jake was the person who told me about Post Malone and Logic well before they were like big. And then he's like, see, because I remember specifically with Posty, which is so interesting because like I love Post so much. But he was like, he's probably going to be bigger than Eminem. And I was like, first the fuck of all, no, don't disrespect him. And then I was like, I don't know if I like him because, you know, obviously I have to just be like, not agree. And
right, I see.
Then I listened to it and I absolutely loved it. And he got in the car one day and he's like, I see you're listening to Post mm-hmm. now. And I'm like, you're correct. I am listening yep. to Post. He's you're not wrong. Boy. So I'm a little bit in the opposite direction of you. I am picking a little banger from 2013, which is Zendaya's Replay.
Rihanna, right?
No, Zendaya's song Replay.
She was a singer?
Yes. But she's done everything. She started on Disney, so obviously she's a Disney kid.
And wait,
she has two shows on Disney.
What are they?
What is the name of the one? Casey Undercover, and then... Oh, it's the other one was with her and Bella Thorne. What the fuck was the name of that show? Because it's her and Bella Thorne, and they were like little best friends. But yeah, so she started on there, and then when she moved, Shake It Up. That's what it was. It was Shake It Up. It was her and Bella Thorne, and then she had an album in 2013. And she's someone, she's still, like, she doesn't always still sing, but she's sung in a few movies of hers. And for Euphoria now.
Cute. Wait, what was that song you were putting?
Replay.
Yeah.
Wanna put this song on replay. It, like, played a lot in 2013. That's why I'm surprised you...
I'm sure if I heard it, and I just didn't realize it was her.
Everywhere I go. But yeah, that is all we have. So go ahead and take it away, Ash.
So let us know how you guys feel about our little challenges, our little monthly challenges. Let us know if you are interested, what things you would be interested in doing. Message us, like us, listen to our playlist on Spotify, on Apple.
And follow us on Spotify and Apple.
Tell your friends to follow us on Spotify and Apple.
Leave a review.
And until next time, bye.
See ya.